for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday afternoon, July the 4th, 2005. Fourth of July family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Knoll, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, is the minister on this service.
Well, we will turn the afternoon to Dr. Knoll. When he gets through speaking this afternoon, whenever that is, we will have a deliverance service.
Today we're going to talk about the spirit of bondage. Now, I was studying the other night, and I asked God, I said, why is it that when I travel to other churches, sometimes I see the same folks there I see here? And why is it that I see folks that come back year after year after year with the same spirits? And God said, these people don't know how to recognize the voice of the enemy. They don't recognize when the devil is speaking to them. They think it's themselves. And I'm going to talk to you today about a unique spirit. It's called the spirit of bondage. This spirit is described by Pastor Win Worley as an octopus that sits on the top of your head with tentacles that reach out. And he called it witchcraft mind control. But God gave me a vision of it, and it looked just like an octopus. And Laura's drawing me a picture of it. And it's a very powerful spirit, and it interconnects. And so we're going to talk about it today. You know, knowledge sets you free. Hosea said, people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:11 says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And then he says, and that's 4:11, and then 4:14 says, it ends, therefore people who do not understand will be trampled. And that trample means to be trod underfoot. And guess whose feet you're being trod under? Now you're supposed to have trod the enemy under your feet. That's where he's supposed to be, down there under your feet. But if you don't understand, he'd be trodden on you and trampling you down. Bondage. It's an interesting definition. I looked it up in Webster's Third New International Dictionary Unabridged. The tenure or service of a villain, serf, or slave. That's V-I-L-L-E-I-N. So I looked that up because that wasn't, I thought it was misspelled. It is an unfree peasant that is a slave in regards to his feudal lord, but free in his legal relations with respect to all others, that has no rights against his lord except that of protection from being maimed or killed, and is subject to be sold by the lord or removed from his lands at will. Or just, it's a slave, special type of slave, though. He's a slave to his lord, but not necessarily a slave to anybody else. But the master can do with him as he sees fit. Now, the Greek word, there are four Greek words translated bondage, but all four of these are derived from the Greek word doulas, D-U-U-L-A-S, and it's defined as a slave, literally or figuratively, frequently, therefore in a qualified sense of subjugation or sub-slavery, and it's translated bondsman or servant in the King James Bible. If you have a New King James, it's translated slave. Excuse me. And so Paul spoke of himself as a servant or slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. And I have a flow chart here, but the overhead is not working. So bondage is a circular thing, and it flows out of a number of things. It flows out of fear and insecurity, flows into bondage. In Numbers 14, the people rebelled. They came back from the promised land. And they said, ooh, it's a good land. But the Lord, but there are big giants in that land and big high-walled cities. And Caleb and Joshua said, come on, let's go take it. The Lord is with us. But the other 10 said, man, we were grasshoppers in our sight and grasshoppers in their sight. And so they elected a leader to return to bondage in Egypt. And so the grasshopper spirit of fear and insecurity will lead you into bondage, take you back into bondage. Now, you see this a lot in people who have fear and insecurity, and they wind up in abusive relationships. They wind up in extreme legalism because they can take shelter under that law. Or they wind up in an abusive relationship and frequently believe they deserve it, and they are bound there and can't leave, and they develop evil soul ties, which is one of the manifestations of a spirit of bondage, and holds them there in slavery. Okay. Another place is in terror. Fear manifests as terror, which gives you depression, which gives you drugs, which holds you in bondage. Anytime that you're in idolatry, Isaiah and Jeremiah show that when the Israelite people went into idolatry, God said, you're going into bondage. And he sent them in to Babylon. He dispersed them. He dispersed the Israel into the Assyrian captivity. They went into bondage. And Judah went into bondage with Nebuchadnezzar because of their idolatry. Idolatry always leads you into bondage. Makes you a slave. And that is spoken of in Romans 6:16. Look at Romans 6:16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness? Notice how that sin leads to death. But when you go into bondage, do you physically die? No, you don't physically die. You're still alive and suffer. But something dies. Okay, we'll talk about what that something is. Now, rebellion leads to bondage. In Nehemiah 9:16-17, it said they were proud and stiff-necked and refused to go in and elected a leader to return to bondage. Talking about spies again. It also says in the stubbornness they wouldn't hear, so it leads to deception. And stubbornness leads you into bondage. Stubbornness is an iniquity as unto idolatry, it says in 1 Samuel 15. And so it leads you into idolatry, leads you into bondage. And so you see, you get into bondage. And it's a circular pattern. It goes around and around and around. And the more you yield to it, the deeper the bondage becomes. The more whiskey you drink, the more you become in bondage to it. The more drugs you take, the deeper your bondage comes. The more you allow somebody to hypnotize you, the deeper your bondage becomes. God says that if you fear, it's not pleasing to God. Hebrews 38:39 in the NIV says, but my righteous one will live by faith. But if he shrinks back, I am not pleased with him. But we are not those who shrink back or destroyed, but those who believe and are saved. Now, that's probably the, Derek Prince says that is the best translation, because the word shrink means timid. It means to draw back in fear. And so the outward reaction to rejection is pride, which brings bitterness, stubbornness, and stubbornness. And both of those lead to bondage. Now, what is bondage? Let's look at Romans 8. Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. You notice there that bondage is a spirit being. The Bible says that bondage is a spirit being, a spirit of bondage, again to fear. Well, where else does it talk about being in bondage to fear? Let us turn over to Hebrews. Chapter 2, we'll start with verse 14. Insomuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same, that's Jesus, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, number 15, and release those who, through fear of death, were all their life subject to bondage. And so, you see, their fear subjects you to the spirit of bondage. You were born all your life. You were born with a spirit of bondage in you, a bondage to fear, fear of death. And when Jesus Christ came into your life and touched you, he gave you the right to be set free from the spirit of bondage to fear. Destroy that. Set you free from that. Now, it's not automatic, unfortunately. Lots of the fear disappear. But how many of y'all in here say that you have never had any fear once you got saved? Don't embarrass yourself holding up your hands now. And so that spirit is there, and we have to stand against it. Because fear is one of the things that keeps you out for the New Jerusalem. He says the fearful are going to be dropped into the, and unbelieving are going to be dropped into the pit, into the fiery lake of fire. And so you want to get rid of that. Now, I said that the spirit was described by Wynne Worley as an octopus with many tentacles. And it sits over the brain. It controls all parts of the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotion, which controls the body. Now, we said that when you, in Romans it says, when you yield to something, it leads to death. But you don't physically die, but part of your will dies. Part of your soul, your will to resist. It becomes, the spirit of bondage becomes stronger, and your will to resist begins to wither. And it affects your emotions and your intellect. And bondage sits up and he clamps his tentacle down on that place. Now let's look at James. Keep that in mind. Let's look at James now, 1:13-15. It says, let no one say when he is tempted, and I'm reading the New King James, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires. King James says lust. Both mean the same, both same word. And enticed. And the next verse says, when then desire has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. Well, obviously, God told Adam and Eve, if they ate of that fruit, they would surely die. And sin and death entered. It says in Romans chapter 5, that when Adam fell, sin, and through sin, death entered. Well, they didn't die right then. They lived another several hundred years. But they died spiritually. Now, we have a new spirit when we got saved, and the Holy Spirit is in our spirit. And so we say, well, what dies again is part of our soul, part of our will to resist. Now let's look at this. Tempted means to entice to do wrong by promise of pleasure or gain, to allure into evil, to seduce. Its synonyms are bait and lure. And when the devil tempts you, he casts a lure out there. Like fishing. He just casts that fishing and he just trawls it back. And you see that new car go by. Oh, that's a nice looking car. Man, look at that. I'd love it. How come he's got a car and I don't? Why, I make as much money as he does. How can he afford that and I can't? And so he becomes envious and jealous. That lure has gone by, and as he thinks about it, then he is enticed. Now, that word enticed comes from a Greek word to be inflamed. His passions are inflamed, and he begins to think about it. He says, how can he have a new car and I can't? I make as much money. He must be stealing something. What's he doing? He can get that and I can't. I see, he must be stealing. Maybe he's stealing out of my garden so he doesn't have to buy groceries. Maybe he's stealing gas out of my car. He's stealing from my company. He's stealing on the job. I don't know about it. And that begins to eat on him. And he says, you know, I don't know why, but I'm going to get me a car too. I'm going to show him he can't do better than me. And you see, the will, suddenly, he's made a decision. He's conceived. That sin has been conceived. And he goes down and he purchases that new car. Now, you can use this for anything you want to. You can conceive any kind of situation. But as he conceives it, and he watches this other man, and the envy grows in him, and he gets angry about it, it gives birth to death. Now, what does James say? James says, wherever there is selfish ambition and envy, confusion and every evil thing will be there, because this is soulish, is earthly, soulish, demonic. And so part of that soul dies, and the demon comes in and takes that place. Nature pours a vacuum, and the demon comes in and sits in that part where his soul is, that envy. And the old tentacle just drops down on it, bondage. And the more he thinks about it, the tighter and stronger it gets. And then he's got fear over here. He's had some fears. He's been rejected. He's scared. His parents didn't treat him right. And he has some, always been afraid that he wasn't good enough or secure enough. And he's always bought a lot of things so people could see how successful he was and maybe he'd be accepted. He's hooked into that fear. And when people don't treat him right, he eats. And he gets stubborn and rebellious and he eats. And he just go eat him something, make him feel better. Bondage starts working on him. And so you see, bondage hooks up to all these places where you have yielded to the enemy. Now, lust and desire can be stimulated by the natural senses. Remember, he saw that car go by. And it stimulated one of two things. It stimulated the desires within his flesh. Remember, sin dwells in your flesh. Where does it say sin dwells in your flesh? Well, try Romans 6:12. It says, do not let sin reign or rule in your mortal body. It said sin came into your members. In Romans 7, it said sin, the law of sin, dwells in your members. It's there. Now, some people call it a sinful nature. Some people call it a demon. I can make a real good case linguistically for it being a demon. Norman Parrish said, if it was a demon, you ought to be able to cast it out. And you can't cast sin out. You've got to crucify it. You've got to stand against it. You're no longer in bondage to it because your old man died on the cross. So you don't have to yield to it. You can say no. Before you were saved, you couldn't say no to it. You were in bondage to it. You were a slave. But when you died on the cross with Jesus Christ, that old man died. And I don't know any place in the Bible that ever came back to life. But sin is still there. And you get to choose whether or not you're going to yield to it. But it will lead you to demons if you yield to it. And so, the natural senses will pick up stimuli that will stimulate that. You can be deciding you're going to lose 10 pounds or you're fasting and you're walking down the street and you go by the donut shop and you smell that donut. All of a sudden, man, you want a donut! And you say, no, I can't do that today. I've eaten. I've had my quotient. I had my 10 points of the last meal. I'm not going to eat anymore. And you walk off. Well, fine. You have denied flesh. You have denied sin in the flesh that was stimulated. Or you could walk by McDonald's and you could smell the fries cooking and you say, oh! And you said, no, I can't go in there. My doctor said I'm not supposed to eat that kind of fat. But your flesh says, it tastes so good. This one time won't matter. Just a few of them. You know what happens if you go in and buy a package. You're going to get the supersize and eat all of them. You're there. And then when you're through, what did I do? But now, if you got a spirit of bondage, it's another matter. So, praise you, Lord Jesus. So you decide, that thought comes up, praise you, Lord Jesus. You have to decide where it came from. And we'll talk about that shortly. Hosea 4:11 to 12. We just read that a few minutes ago. Let's look back at it now. The King James says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. The New King James says, whoredom, wine, harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. Harlotry and whoredom has two meanings. It means sexual sin. It means sexual sin, and it means idolatry. God considers any type of idolatry adultery. You are the bride of Christ, and you turn away from Him to any other God, put your trust in anything else other than Him, you're committing adultery. That's the reason James in 4:4 says, adulterers and adulteresses. Don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity against God? And so whenever you turn to something else to meet your needs, you're in idolatry, and so God calls that whoring away from your God. So He says, whoredom or harlotry, that's sexual sin and idolatry, wine and new wine take away the heart, or enslave the heart. That word take away is a Hebrew word used when Enoch walked with God and God took him. God took Enoch away. We have been in Hebrews, it says he was translated. And so when you're involved in whoredom, sexual sin, in idolatry, in intoxication. Now the word wine there means intoxication. And I interpret that to mean any type of mind-bending drugs. I can consider it to be alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, marijuana, and other street drugs. But any type of mind, and then a number of psychotropic drugs. Anything that is mind-bending, that bends your mind, takes away part of your soul. Now the word wine, new wine, means grape juice that may or may not be fermented. And so we have these. Now this, the next verse is an exclamation. It says, my people as counsel of their stocks, the marginal reading is wooden idols, and their staff, their divination rod, declares it to them. For the spirit of whoredom has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. And so here we find that he considers any type of the occult as a type of whoredom. And so sexual sin, the occult, any type of magic arts, and any type of idolatry will take away part of your soul. That means that part of your soul will die and is replaced by demonic beings. And this demonic being, if you practice it, and you yield to it, and you practice it, does everybody who watches the Ouija board get a demon? No. Does everybody who takes Lamaze and stares at the points and meditates on the points and practices the yoga breathing exercise, they pick up a demon? No. But they open themselves. And you know, you can go down to Hot Springs in on a real busy day, and you can walk across Grand Avenue, and you don't necessarily get hit by a car. But it is risky business. And so, it's risky business to fool with the occult. And if you've got a history of it in your family and legal rights there, they'll jump on you like white on rice. I remember Lee Nystrom was talking about that. They had the prayer meeting, and they noticed that all the ladies were in the dining room. And he said, what's the matter? Oh, Jenny's got her Ouija board in there. And he said, my God. He went in, and there's his wife right there just looking at it. She said, I want to see it move. And so he got him out, and he started casting the Ouija spirit out of him. And his wife was the one that had the worst Ouija spirit, and she was just watching. And it was hard to get it out of her. She thought he was going to tear her throat out coming out. And all she's doing, she's just curious. She just wants to see the pallet move. Does everybody who gets the Ouija board out and move that pallet, if the pallet moves by itself, you better believe there's a supernatural demon there. And does everybody go to the fortune teller, pick up a demon? Not necessarily, but you sure pick up a curse. And so the lost soul is replaced by an unclean spirit, which is then connected to the bondage spirit. Now let's look at Ezekiel 13:18. And we're using the King James here. Ezekiel comes after Jeremiah. There's Isaiah right in the middle of the book there. There's Isaiah, then there's Jeremiah, and then there's Ezekiel. And we look at chapter 13. People ask me, where in the Bible does it say that a witch can do supernatural things, that she has supernatural power? It says it right here in Ezekiel. Let's read this. Has everybody got it? It says, woe to the women who sew magic charms on their sleeves and make veils for the heads of people of every height to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people to keep yourselves alive? Will you profane me among my people for a handful of barley and piecing of bread, killing people who should not die, keeping people alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to your lies? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic charms, by which you hunt souls like birds. I will tear them from your arms and let the souls go, the souls you hunt like birds. Now, these three little verses show you several things about the power of witches. Number one, they can kill folks. Killing people who should not die. That means they die. They die them and bury them. I have seen two people die from voodoo. One when I was a small boy in Alabama. I lived on a cotton farm, and down the farm, around the road, there was a black man named, I'll call him John. And John, they called him Dr. John. We had people come from 100 miles to get cured of arthritis and all sorts of things. And he, go in, and this man came in and said, I have lost my billfold. It had my money in it. So he held out his hand, he gave him 50 cents. That was a half a day's wages, I think. Maybe it was a day's wages. And so he took some limbs that he'd soaked in the mineral springs, and he threw them on the fire. And the fire began to burn, and his mineral springs had a lot of potassium and a lot of nitrite in it. And so it made strange colors begin to fill the room. And he had a clock without any case on it, and he watched them. The hands moved, all the gears moved, and he held his head back, and he began to chant in some foreign language, demonic tongues probably. And then he had a vision. Said, I see you now. I see you. You was at a party. You got drunk. You started home. You stopped at the big spring to get a drink of water. You went behind the big oak tree there, and you passed out. You got up, I see you leaving, your wallet is there on the ground behind the big oak tree. And left and found his wallet. Power of a witch. He pointed the box at a girl. He had a box with a bunch of bones and snake, rattlesnake fangs and other stuff. And he shook the box and he pointed and cursed someone. And he put the death curse on this girl. And she died. When I was a physician, I visited the town. A friend of mine who was a physician asked me to go down and look at this young lady with him that he couldn't figure out what was happening to her. And she was dying, and he tested everything and nothing, just nothing, but he couldn't stop the death process. And I recognized. And so I talked to the family, and I said, who's the hoodoo who put the curse on her? And they told me his name. I said, go pay him to take it off or it kills her. He ain't got enough money. He wants too much money. I didn't have the money. That girl died. They posted her, sent her stuff off for toxicology and everything. They never found out what killed her. So I tell you, it says right here, killing people that should not die. Right there in the book in the Word of God. And I've seen it happen. I've seen people get healed by witchcraft. A Christian Science practitioner. Their symptoms all disappear, but they pick up a spirit. Pick up an Antichrist spirit. And it says here they capture souls like birds. That literally means a flying thing. They capture souls. Now, Norman Parrish tells about the man who was in his church. It was a photographer. He had a dark room, and they said his hobby was photography. But he wasn't doing photography in the dark room. He was doing his witchcraft in there, and he was extracting souls and putting them in bottles. When he got saved, God convicted him. He went to Norman and told him. And so Norman had to take all these bottles out. It took him 2 days. He had so many of them. Out to this ravine and open the bottle and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I release you. Return." And he threw the bottle down on the rocks. He said, "It's early in the morning, so nobody's seeing." And then on the way back, he dropped by the house of three or four of those people. "And how are you doing?" He said, "I don't know, but about a half hour, something happened." He said, "Man, I feel a lot better." The soul is a spiritual being. And we don't understand everything. Did you know that most atomic scientists will tell you that you are 99.9% space? You think you're solid, but you're 99.9% space. You see, an atom has a nucleus, which is a little bitty thing, that all the weight is in the middle of that nucleus. And then it's got electrons that are rotated around at out distance from it. And then when they attach together, they attach in the electron band, so there's just space between the nuclei. That's the reason when you get your resurrection body, you'll be able to move through that wall. They call spirit bodies ether bodies. Ether bodies. Like a liquid just moves through. And spirits, demons walk through walls. And usually they go out the door for some reason, but they can walk through walls. Three most beautiful women I have ever seen in my life. Most magnificent creatures I've ever seen. Walked through the door of my bedroom. Walked through the wall of my bedroom into my bedroom. I was feeling sorry for myself. I separated from my wife. I separated for 2 years. I separated. I just felt sorry for myself that day. It was my afternoon off. The afternoon we usually had together. And they came over and told me, "We've come to meet your needs." And I would like to say, I calmly said, "I bind you in Jesus' name." I broke the sheetrock behind my bed in the wall. I jumped back so hard, I hit between the one 16-inch sunners, you know, and I hit between those, and I broke that sheetrock. "Binds you in Jesus' name, commands you to get out of here." And they walked on out through the wall. If they'd walked through the door, I'm not sure I'd have recognized his name, but I think I probably would have, but they looked perfectly normal, but they walked right through the wall. But they can still steal part of your soul. When they steal part of your soul, a demon replaces it. And the spirit of bondage is like an octopus. And he sits up there and he hooks in all these demons where they're sitting on parts of your soul that's been taken away from you. And he acts like the central exchange. He's the central operator. And he draws strength from these demons and he strengthens them. He drinks from all these other strong men, and you attacking this one. All these other over here are like batteries. They're just flowing in to hold him steady. If you're resisting him with your will, trying to, they just all work together. How does it work? Well, each child's born in the image of the fallen Adam with the spirit of bondage to fear. We've covered that in Hebrews 2:19 and Romans 8:15. And when you are born again, the spirit of bondage can be cast out. First, you must confess your sin, repent, and turn away, bind him, and cast him out. But you know, he's like an octopus, and he's got all these things. So you got to start binding what God shows you. And as you bind it and break it loose from the spirit of bondage, then you can throw it out. When you get to the big, strong men, that's when you start, the fight starts, because they have great spiritual power. But greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You just have to assert your authority and isolate him. Pull his tentacles off. And then speak to that strong man that you're casting out. And when you get most of those strong men out, then you can attack the spirit of bondage. You'd like to just reach in and just snatch him out. I don't think it works that way. Okay. Now, how does we know that he's like a, you know, say that... You've decided that you want to lose 15 pounds. That maybe, you know, you just got too much here. Or you want to get rid of it here. You want to lose 15 pounds until you go on a diet. And you walk past that donut shop, and you smell that donut. And you know, you've always stopped in there to have a donut. And you like donuts. Tastes good. And you smell that donut. And he says to you, I want a donut. That thought goes through your mind. Now you think you're thinking that yourself. I want a donut. And you say, no, I got 6 points and I can't afford that on my diet. I'm not going to eat that donut. And you walk on and he says, son, oh, but you've been good. You say, oh, I've been good and I've stayed on my diet. I've earned that donut. And that thought goes through your mind. And you think it's you. But it's not you. It's the spirit of bondage talking to you. It's always in the first person. He never talks to you in the second person. He always makes you think you're thinking it. And you say, no, I can't do that. And so he taps in the spirit of fear over there. Now, the spirit of fear can give you what we call subacute autonomic symptoms. Now, subacute autonomic symptoms are listed in the Merck Manual as a byproduct of chronic anxiety or fear. And so he makes your stomach begin to burn a little bit. And your hands start to tremble some, and you get confusion in your mind, you know, and you say, my blood sugar. And then it says, my blood sugar's getting low. I just need that donut because I can't think, man. I can't live like this. My blood sugar just is too low. This diet's killing me. Just one won't hurt. And so he's got you. And if you keep on resisting, he'll give you a headache. And by the time you get to work, man, you're fit to be tired. You can't even think. Your head's hurting. Your head is spinning. Your back is hurting. Your muscles are cramping. You're sweating all over. And that bondage demon is just giving you your wreck. Just a horrible time. And you wind and it breaks your will. And you just say, I just don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't die. You can't die because you got a spirit of bondage. And it is bondage. It's the god of the belly. And you got to bind and cast out that god of the belly. And you see, you need to bind that bondage demon. When he starts talking to you, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. I am not hungry. My blood sugar is not low. I don't need that donut. And I bind you in the name of Jesus. And you move on. You bind demons. The flesh you stand against, the demons you bind. Okay. And I can make up a dozen scenarios, but that's the way it works. Now, I have here a number of symptoms, all right, for drugs, alcohol, tranquilizers, street drugs, nicotine, and caffeine. You know, if you're a drinker and you decide you want to come off of he says, I need a beer. No, I don't want to. No, not tonight. Not tonight. My wife and I are going out, and she doesn't like me smelling a beer. I'm not going to drink a beer. And so he calls on fear, and fear makes your hands sort of sweat and tremble a little bit. In a few minutes, you say, and you get a little headache. I need that beer to settle my nerves down. You know, there's going to be some there's going to be some folks at that place that don't like me, and I need my beer. I need to have a settle down my beer. And so he'll keep working on you until you go drink that beer, or maybe two. And he keeps working on you, and as long as you keep submitting to him and submitting to him, the more you submit to him, the deeper the bondage becomes, till all of a sudden, you go into the refrigerator, and you dip in that ice cream out, and you... And you look down, and you say, how did I get this ice cream? Where'd this come from? I don't know about y'all, but that happened to me. Where'd it come from? You're not even aware. Or you're opening that, you go there and you got that beer can open and you got it up. Or that soda pop and you got it up. You're drinking it. Because you've got either compulsive thoughts or it leads to compulsive actions. And so this bondage spirit works through these compulsive driving thoughts that just drive you and drive you and drive you. And it produces symptoms in your body. And it gets you to where you have compulsive thoughts. When I smoked cigarettes and I was trying to get off, I would stand against it. I'd burn all my cigarettes up, throw them away. And all of a sudden I found myself, they're straightening out a butch, trying to get one to light up. And so alcohol, tobacco, okay, food, sweets, peanut butter, empty refrigerator, pornography on the internet, self-gratification. There are all sorts of other things you can do. Withdrawal, you pull away from fear and you draw into your work or your hobby, your perfectionism, or your trips, or your bookworm, or you go sports. Anger. You can get so angry, all of a sudden you can either kick the dog, or you can hit the wall, or you can cuss out your wife, beat your wife up, or cuss out the kids, or go get in the car and go out and grind off the road, screech out, and run somebody down with road rage. Those are all actions, compulsive actions, that are related to the spirit of bondage. Now, where in Scripture does it say that Satan can affect your thoughts? And I'm talking about him putting thoughts in your mind. Where does it say he can do that in Scripture? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "Lest Satan take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." A caller touched on this morning. And one of the words is thoughts. That means thoughts. Alright? Let's follow that word on through. It's used now. Turn next to 2 Corinthians 4:4. "Whose minds the God of this world is blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of God, whose image of God should shine on them." The word mind there, you see, that's thoughts, has been blinded by the devil. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We'll read 4 too. Okay? "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, bringing every thought," there it is again, "into captivity, the obedience to Christ." That's what it says. You see, Satan puts thoughts in your mind, and you've got to capture that thought and bring it into obedience to Christ. He moves through your thoughts. There's one other place now. Let's look at Philippians 4. Start with 4:4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious or fearful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your heart and thoughts," minds, "your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That word mind, that's thoughts. "Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, good report, virtue, be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." When Satan puts those... Now, that word guard, there's an interesting word. It means to surround with troops. It means first to garrison with an army, with troops. Second, it means surround with troops like under siege so nothing can go in without passing through these angelic troops. So as you let everything be known to God with prayer and thanksgiving, with supplication and prayer, He's going to guard your mind. And He is going to guard you against that spirit of bondage. And when that spirit of bondage comes up with His thoughts, putting these thoughts in the first person in your mind, now where, what do you do? Now, a thought that comes into your mind can have several things. Number one, did you decide to think about it yourself? Did you decide you're going to study on food? You decided that when you saw that donut sign and said, I'd like to have a donut. That's what you decided to do. I hadn't eaten breakfast and I'm hungry and I'm going to work. I'm going to get a donut on the way in. Very poor choice, but that's something you can decide to do. Donuts and pop are the worst possible foods you can eat. Y'all laugh, I'm telling you the truth, and that's a medical fact. They're all sugar. They're just sugar. That's all they are in grease. And they will give you diabetes. And I can tell you type 2 diabetes is a bad thing to have. It's a bad thing to have. You need to get your weight down so that you don't get diabetes type 2. It's related to weight.
related also to family. It's demonic. It goes with the demon. But you need to get your weight down. I've weighed over 200 pounds. I've been heavy, I understand. I got three sets of clothes. I got my heavy clothes and my regular clothes and my skinny clothes. And I know all the problems and the joys and the frustrations of trying to lose weight. But I say to all of you, you need to honor God's body and take good care of it. And it's not good care when you eat a lot of sugar, a lot of grease. The Bible says, don't do that. And eat a lot of animal fat. You're not supposed to eat the fat of the ox, of the goat, or the lamb. It says so. The Hebrew people boiled everything they ate except the lamb that they roasted on Passover night. They boiled everything. They boiled the meat they ate. They got the fat out of it. For oil, they used olive oil. Olive oil is the best oil to use medically. You need to eat whole grain. Since they had a study at the release in Mayo Clinic that showed they put people on whole grains. I mean, real whole grains, whole wheat and whole rice that was ground up and cooked with all the husk and everything. 85% of them at the end of a year were either off of their high blood pressure medicine or had significantly reduced it from eating whole grain. Does that tell you something? Praise God. They got some books back there on God's diet. I would suggest that you read them and do it. Okay. So the first thing is, did you decide? All right. Did it come from the Holy Spirit? Did God speak to you through the intuition of your spirit and bring up this knowing in your mind? Not a voice, it's a knowing. Did God bring it up through the Holy Spirit? No, God wouldn't bring that up. Okay, it wasn't God. You didn't do it, God didn't do it. There's only one other source. Can come out of your soul. You know your soul likes to be the boss. Your soul is a born leader. And he works with your flesh. And the works of the flesh are all soulish. Means they magnify the natural man or the soulish man. Read the works of the flesh. Galatians 5:19. The works of the flesh are obvious. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. All of those are selfish actions. They're all related to glorifying you and satisfying your natural sensual pleasures. And if you're under the works of the flesh, you're in sin, and you're under a curse. You're under the law, curse of the law, Deuteronomy 28, and you're under a curse in Jeremiah 17. And that opens you to demons and to the spirit of bondage. So it either comes from the sin dwelling in your flesh, the deceitful lust of the flesh, Ephesians 4:22 and Romans 6:12. Romans 6:12 says, do not let sin reign or rule in your mortal body. Ephesians 6:12 speaks of the deceitful lust of the flesh. The soulish desires from your own soul, James 3:15, which leads to demons. Or else, it is demonic. Now, it can be an indwelling demon, like the spirit of bondage, or it can be a familiar spirit outside your body projecting the thought in. John 13, verse 2 said that the devil, having placed in the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus, the devil put it in there, and the devil entered into him later. And so, the last three, you must reject and push out of your mind. The ones that come from the demon, you have to bind. Now, how can you tell the one come from flesh and one come from demon? Sometimes very hard, so you just bind them. You push them out and bind them too. You stand against them and you bind them. I bind all thoughts that don't come from me. I just say, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to leave me now. And I isolate you from all those spirits. You can draw no power, authority from any other spirit. And you leave me. And I bind you and I loose you from your assignment on me. Binding and loosening is the key to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Peace, shalom, is health, wholeness, serenity, prosperity. That's what it is. And the key to it is to binding the power of the enemy. God gave you the authority over all the power of the enemy. What kind of power did He give it to you? Over all the power of the enemy. And so you can bind it. And I don't have time to talk about the ramifications of that. That would take another hour because there are all kind of ramifications. But for you personally, you can bind the evil spirits and you bind the spirit of bondage. And there's sometimes you need some help. But on a day-to-day basis, you must bind these things. And you got to bind it 100 times a day, bind it 100 times a day. I asked God once, when I was going through my revelation for familiar spirits, I asked Him a question. I said, when this spirit is harassing me and I bind him, nothing seems to happen. He just keeps on. And He showed me in a vision. I was walking down the street, and there was this line of demons that went all the way over the hill, walking beside me, and I'd bind one, the angels would pull him off and chain him up, and another one would just step right up like nothing had happened, and keep on harassing. And as long as I kept binding, he just kept pulling them off and pulling them off. And He made me understand that the devil does not have an infinite number, an unlimited supply of demons. He's got a finite number. He only got so many. He got a lot, but only so many. And when he loses about 2,000 of his troops, 200, 300 times, you can bound it 300, 400 times, the devil, you know, he began to wonder if this going to work on you. And after he's lost 1,000 troops, you know, he says, you know, I don't think it's going to work. And so he stops. And he goes back to look for a more opportune time to hit you some other way. Now, he's not going to stop hitting you, but he's just going to try a different approach. You're in a war, and you're in a war with a relentless enemy who hates you, who wants to kill you as slowly and as painfully as possible, and you need to bind him. And so you cast out, and you walk out the freedom he's given you, and you keep casting out, and eventually you'll cast out that bondage spirit of mind. God said that you won't get free in a day. You know, you didn't get in bondage overnight. And sometimes it takes a little longer than overnight to get out. I've had people come in and say, I want all my demons cast out today. I want to be completely delivered. Say, well, when you find out how to do that, let me know. Because the Bible says little by little you'll take the land. And He'll send the hornets to drive you out. That's the spirit of bondage, people. He's a very powerful spirit. He coordinates the attack on you. He is the coordinator, and you need to bind him. And when you bind him, you isolate him from all of the spirits. And you command that he can draw no power or authority from any other spirit or communicate with no other spirit. Well, how long does that command last? I think things that are in the spirit are done on a 24-hour basis. And so you bind him. Now, there may be more than one spirit of bondage. There may be several in there. Just like demons get layered in. And you may have one demon of the god of the belly, you may have a dozen of them in there. And you're going to cast out one, and the other one, he's going to try to lay low a little while, and then he's going to come back. And so, that's the reason you walk in the Spirit, you ask God to show you if there's anything in you, and you never let your guard down. You never let your guard down. Because he wants to kill you as slowly and painfully as possible. He hates you. You're made in the image of the living God. The word, you know, said created in the likeness and the image of God. That word image means to have your photograph taken in Hebrew. It looked like God. Now the devil got in a fight with God, and God whooped him. And he don't like God. And he can't beat God, but he can show stomp on God's image. And the story is told about the young lady in World War II who had a boyfriend. Her fiancé went off to war, and she sent home his picture and his uniform, and she kept it up there on his mantle, and they wrote letters every day, and then his letters began to sort of dribble down a little bit and dribble on. And then suddenly she got a letter from him telling him he'd found his true love. He got what's called a Dear John letter. And she went home, and she was so upset, she took that picture, and she threw it on the floor, and she jumped up and down on top of it. And she couldn't get him, but she jumped on his image. And she took it and stuck it in the bottom of a parrot cage. That actually happened. She came back and told him, I fixed him. I put him in the bottom of the parrot cage. And that's where the devil feels about you. He wants to put you in the bottom of the parrot cage. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Well, let's everybody stand up and praise God a little bit and get the blood flowing out of your legs and your feet into the back up to your brain. It is said that you can only absorb what the fanny can endure. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Let's praise God a little bit, folks. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Thank you. And we're going to have what was called a mass deliverance service. And we're going to have an opening prayer. And then you're going to sit down. And then we're going to start binding spirits. Now, spirits, the word in Hebrew and in Greek, spirit, means air or wind. And generally, demons come out of the breathing passages. And in the Bible, it says you will cast out demons. That means to expel, to cough, to vomit, or give a quick jerk. If you look it up in the Greek lectionary. And so, what you do is you just relax. And we call these spirits out. You listen to what's being said, and you say, come out of them, and you just think, and you push it out in your mind. You don't pray in tongues. And remember that if you start praying in tongues, demons can't come out. What you want is the air passages open so they can come out. And let what happens happen. Now, if you're afraid that you're going to make a fool out of yourself and lose your dignity, you got a chance, you got a choice between losing your dignity and losing your demons. Let your demons go. You can get your dignity back. I mean, if you just let what happens happen, and let them go, in the name of Jesus. We have people here who will work with you, but we're going to call out these demons, and then we call out the infirmity spirits, in the name of Jesus. So just listen and agree and push. You know, ladies know how to push if you've had children. You just push! You set your will against it, and push it out! Praise you, Lord God. Irma used to say it was like having a baby. Just push it out. I said,
Dear Lord,
I love you.
I believe
that Jesus Christ of Nazareth
is
the Son of God.
He was manifested in the flesh.
He died on the cross for my sin.
He was raised on the third day for my justification.
He ascended into heaven.
Sits on the right hand of the Father.
Ever to make intercession for me.
God is my Father.
Jesus is my big brother.
Lord, I thank you.
I am a child of the living God.
The Spirit of the Holy God lives in me.
Greater is he who is in me
than he who is in the world.
I confess the sins of my ancestors
and my sin.
I break the curses
that have come from these sins.
I break the curse of incest,
illegitimacy,
fornication,
witchcraft,
idolatry,
the occult.
In the name of Jesus,
I break the vagabond curse.
I break the curse of leaning on the flesh.
In the name of Jesus,
I break the poverty curse
and all other curses.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
I bind these demons
and I command them to leave me now.
For it is written
in Joel 2:32.
Anyone
calls upon the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
Lord Jesus,
I confess any sin
of the occult
in the name of Jesus.
I confess all my sexual sin,
physical and mental.
I place them on the blood of Jesus.
I repent and turn away
in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
I forgive
anyone
who's ever hurt me,
used me,
abused
me
in any way.
Lord, I forgive them.
I give up the right to revenge.
I ask you to bless them, Lord.
Bring them to salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, touch me.
Heal me, Lord God.
Restore my soul.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Let's all sit down now. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus. Of being rejected by mother and father, being rejected by siblings, being rejected by lovers in the name of Jesus. I bind all spirits of rejection in Jesus' name. I bind the fear that comes in from being rejected. Fear of rejection. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted in the name of Jesus. Fear of not being good enough in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all the fear. All fear. All lack of love. I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to go. Come on out now. All fear. Come on. Fear. 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 Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. All fear. Fear of not being good enough. Come on out. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Come out. Come out. Fear of not being well enough. Come out. 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 All spirits of terror. All spirits of terrorizing fear. Harassing fears. Terrorizing fears. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of nightmares and terrorizing fears and heavy fears. Come out. Spirits of depression. Come out. Come out. All spirits of depression. You need to put both feet on the floor and not cross your arms or your legs. Remember when you were a little kid, you said you didn't have to tell the truth if you had your fingers crossed? That's a witchcraft symbol. The devil sees you got your feet crossed or your arms crossed. He says, well, she got her toes crossed. She doesn't really mean it. She doesn't really want me to go. He's a legalist. He'll use any kind of excuse to stay. In the name of Jesus now, we just bind all the enemy. We bind fear. We bind all fear, perfection fear. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break its power and we command it to go. Come out. Come out. Come out. All fear. Fear. Fear of not being good enough in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power. Fear of being too heavy. Fear of being too skinny. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of not having a beautiful body. Come out. Fear of having a hair the wrong color. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of your fingernails being too long, too short. Come out in the name of Jesus. Feel your hair falling out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hair the wrong color. Come out. Come out. Hair being too stringy. Hair being too thin. Come out. Hair being too curly. Hair being too straight. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all fears. Fears not being beautiful. Fears not being one of the beautiful people. I bind you in Jesus' name. Go. 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 All of you. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all fear. Come out. I bind the spirit of perfection. Come out. Come out. Perfection now. I bind the critical spirits. Come out. Critical spirits. Come out. Critical spirits. Critical spirits. Come out. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to leave. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power. All spirits of criticism. Come out. All anger, rage, and hostility. Come out. All constructive criticism, all anger, rage, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All fear. Fear be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All tormenting fears now. I bind all harassing fears, tormenting fears in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all phobic fears. Fear the dog. Come out. Fear the dog. Fear of being alone. Fear of being in crowds. Fear of being on heights. Fear of spiders. Fear of snakes. Come out. Fear of sex. Come out. Fear of men. Fear of women. I bind all fear now. All phobic reaction. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come out, all of you. I break your power. You leave God's people. Come out, fear. I break the curse of fear that came down through the family line. Come out, fear. Out in the name of Jesus. All fear. Come out. Out, fear. Out. Out. All fear. I bind you. God didn't give these people a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Come out, fear. Come out. All fear. 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 Fear of being poor. Come out. Fear of poverty. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave. Be gone in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the stiff-necked spirits now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of being stiff-necked. I bind the spirit of pride. Haughty spirits. Scorning spirits. Come out. Haughty spirits. Scorning spirits. I bind the spirit of the pride, the scorner, in the name of Jesus, the stiff-necked spirit, the rebellious spirit. Come out. Come out. All spirits of rebellion. Come out. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I bind the spirits of witchcraft now. I bind the spirits of witchcraft control, controlling other people, in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Deception, deception, deceiving practices to control other people. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft control. I break the curse of witchcraft. I break the curse of the hoodoo, the curse of the voodoo, the curse of the shaman. Come out, the curse of the kahanta, the kahuta, in the name of Jesus. Kahuta. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break all the curses in the name of Jesus. I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all witchcraft. Witchcraft. Come out. Sorcery, divination, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of whoredom. Whoredom curses, come out. I break the curse of whoredom now. Whoredom, all whoredom spirits, come out. All homosexual spirits, all lesbian spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Break the spirit of exhibition, transvestite, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Leave. Leave now. Leave, exhibitionists, come out, all spirits of the exhibitionists. I bind the exhibitionist in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, the spirit of the exhibitionist. I break your power. Come out, exhibition, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, fetishism, come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I break the patient of the curse of fornication. Come out, fornication, in the name of Jesus. Adultery, come out, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of illegitimacy. Come out, in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of abortion. Come out. Come out. Hate. Come out. Hate. Spirits of hate the children, in the name of Jesus. Hate the young spring. Come out. Murder. Spirits of murder the children. Come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I bind the spirits of abortion. Moloch. Hishnu. Tinkai. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I command you to leave. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Tenderness can't be tender to the children. Can't love their children because of abortion in the past. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Hate their children. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, all you demons. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of Jezebel now. Jezebel, I come against you. I come against Tinkai. Come against, come out, Diana, Celebi, Tinkai. Come out, in the name of Jesus. Astra, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come on out, Jezebel. Where's your kingdom, Jezebel? Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Siska, Siska. I speak to you, and I bind you. Kundalima, come out. Silva, come out. Telai, come out. In the name of Jesus, I bind you all. Come out, Kali. In the name of Jesus, I bind all of you. I break your power. Come out. Susa, Hinja, Busa. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirits of martial art. Kung Fu. Come out. Come out. Jiu-Jitsu. Come out. Come out. All martial arts spirits. Come out. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power. All spirits of meditation. All meditating spirits. All yoga spirits. All the spirits of meditation and yoga and transcendental meditation, I bind you and I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I come against physical illness. Jesus bore all of our grief and all our sorrow, all our pain and all our physical illness. Come against the root of bitterness. Bitterness, I speak to you. I bind bitterness, bitterness, bitterness. I pull the root of bitterness out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bind this root of bitterness. Come out, bitterness. Come out. All bitterness, come out. Bitter, bitter, bitter. Come out. Root of bitterness. Come out. Root of bitterness. We bind you, you defiling devil. We break your power in Jesus' name and command you to leave. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. All bitterness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. All bitterness, we bind you and we break your power. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I come against tinnitus in the ears now. I bind the spirit of tinnitus. Deafness and tinnitus. I bind the deaf demons and I tell them to go in the name of Jesus. Come out. All vertigo, come out. All dizziness, come out in the name of Jesus. Out. Out! Out! I bind the spirits of cephalomalacia and Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus and senility and encephalitis and brain damage. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of glaucoma in the name of Jesus, of blindness in the name of Jesus, of cataracts and blindness and glaucoma. I bind you. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! Come out! Come out! Conjunctivitis, iritis. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I bind the spirits of hay fever, congestion, and nausea in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out. Glossitis, come out. Gingivitis, come out. Root canal, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Caries teeth, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind all those. Touch the people's teeth, Lord. Heal them, Lord God. Put crowns on their teeth, Lord. Give them gold crowns so they know you've been there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Touch your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord. I bind the spirits of iritis now. I bind the spirits of thyroiditis in the name of Jesus. Graves' disease, myxedema, low thyroid, high thyroid, no thyroid. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Parathyroiditis, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go! 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 I bind the spirits of heart attack, myocarditis, heart failure. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of bronchitis, bronchiectasis in the name of Jesus, emphysema, pneumonia. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Lung disease, come out. Bronchopulmonary dysplasia, I bind you all. I bind the spirits of asthma, come out, asthma, bronchiectasis, come out. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people. I bind the spirits of esophagitis, gastroesophageal reflux. Come out. Bind the spirits of gastritis, duodenal ulcers, hyperacidity. Come out in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people in the name of Jesus. I bind aerophagia. Come out in the name of Jesus. Bind duodenitis in the name of Jesus. Colitis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, myocarditis in the name of Jesus. I bind you all. Command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out! Come out! Pancreatitis! Come out! Diabetes! I break diabetes' power! Come out, diabetes! Blindness from diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ! Come out! Perineuritis from diabetes! Come out! Come out! Arteriosclerosis! I bind you in the name of Jesus! Inguinal coarctation! I bind you! I bind muscle pain! I bind myitis in the name of Jesus Christ! I bind you! Fibromyalgia, I bind you. Myitis, I bind you. Scleroderma, I bind you. Collagen diseases, I bind you. Lupus, I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Leave God's people. Arthritis, I bind you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out, arthritis. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Diabetes, come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the god of the belly. I bind obesity and gluttony in the name of Jesus. I bind the god of the belly. I break its power. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind that bondage spirit, isolated from all other spirits, can draw no power, authority, from any other spirit. I command it to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. I bind him and I break his power.
in the name of Jesus, and I bind these demons that are attached to him, and I command them to leave God's people now in Jesus' name. I speak healing and restitution in Jesus' name. Healing, Lord God. I bind anemia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I bind cancer. I bind cancer of the colon, cancer of the cervix, cancer of the uterus, cancer of the breast, cancer of the stomach, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the brain, all cancer, all skin cancer. I bind you and I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Leave God's people. Go. 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 All of you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. You've got no right to harass God's people. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You leave God's people. Go, go, go! In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bind shame and humiliation now. I bind the spirits of shame and humiliation. Come out. Shame and humiliation. You can't touch God's people. I break the curse of the false covering. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of the false covering. And I bind shame and humiliation. Come out. Come out, shame and humiliation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go. 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 All of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord God. Oh, God, pour out your spirit, Lord God. Lord, I bind fantasy. I bind fantasy, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind daydreaming and fantasy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bind pornography in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Come out. Come out. Come out. All of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All daydreaming now in the name of Jesus. Come out. All fantasy. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All escape into hobbies in the name of Jesus. Into golf, into sports in the name of Jesus. All escape into television watching. I bind the demon of bondage to the television set in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of lassitude now. Lassitude, I bind you. I bind you and I break your power. Lassitude, weakness and lassitude. I bind you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, turn her loose in Jesus' name. Turn her loose. I bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirits of racial hatred now in the name of Jesus. Of racial prejudice and racial hatred. I bind the spirits of racial hatred and racial in the name of Jesus. I bind them. I bind all the spirits of racial hatred. I bind the spirit of hatred. Of discrimination and hatred in the name of Jesus. Say, come out of God's people. You got no right. These are not murderers. Come out. I bind the spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. I bind that spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. Come out. Murdering spirits. Hatred spirits. Murdering spirits. Come out. I bind the spirits of witchcraft now to use and control other people in the name of Jesus. To seduce other people, to get your way, to get things out of them in the name of Jesus. I break the power of it. And I speak healing now. Healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. Everybody hold up your hands now. Let's stand up now. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Fill your people, Lord God. Oh, God, fill your people, Lord. Fill your people, Lord. Oh, God, let your spirit come down. Let your love flow down now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we release the anointing now, Lord God. Let your love flow, Lord God. Let your love flow down, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath of it, people. It's all around you. Take a deep breath. Let it flow in now in the name of Jesus. Let it flow in. Flow, river. Let the spirit of love flow into your people, Lord God. Fill all the spots, Lord God. Fill them with your love, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.